Good morning, Rabotai. Today is day 3 of the daily Mishnah Berura. Shulchan Aruch writes the importance of saying the tefillot with concentration, even to the point that if a person says less with more concentration, that is considered more important. So a person must be careful that when they pray, when they say Tahanunim, it should be done with Kavanah. The Mishnah Berura brings that if a person knows how to learn Torah, or he has the option of saying extra tefillot, not the mandatory ones, extra tefillot are written in Sidurim. He says if a person knows how to learn, it's better off that he learns Torah than to say the extras. Also, the Mishnah Berura says that it's important that a person every single day should learn words of Musar. He says, because everybody has a Yetzera, especially great people, he says, they have a bigger Yetzera. And therefore, he says, the only medicine we have for the Yetzera, he says, are the words of Hazal, the words of Musar that come from the Torah. Now, in truth, the Gemara says in Masechet Kiddushin that the Torah itself is the remedy to the Yetzera, which means not Musar. If you learn Torah, just learn Gemara, learn Halakha. It's also a remedy. Why specifically does one have to learn Musar to be the remedy of the Yetzera? So they explain that we see sometimes people who do learn Torah and could be very big Talmidei Chachamim, but they seem to be a little distant from real Avodat Hashem. They don't serve Hashem the way they're supposed to. There's a lot of arrogance. There's kavod. So how come the Torah didn't do its job? So the answer is because when they're learning Torah, they weren't learning the right way. They weren't learning Torah to serve Hashem. So therefore, in order to learn, Torah could protect you. Torah is the remedy of the Yetzera. But you have to learn Torah the right way. So if you don't learn Torah the right way, you're supposed to learn Torah because Hashem said, because you're serving Hashem by learning the Torah. But if you don't have Musar, it's going to be hard to learn Torah the right way. So your Torah wouldn't be the way it's supposed to be learned, and therefore won't be effective. So bottom line, each person should make sure to set aside time every day to learn Musar. Shulchan Aruch also says that it's proper, Tov Lomar Parashat HaAkedah. It's proper every morning before the tefillah that a person say the Parashah of the Akedah, the story of Avraham and Yitzhak Avinu. The reason why it's good to say that is, like the Mishnah Berurah points out, especially he says, one's supposed to say with concentration, with Kavanah. He says, because the Akedah, the purpose of that, is to remember that our Zechut, to be Jewish, and all that we have, all the what Hashem has given us, is because of the Avot. And also to remember that a person, in order to serve Hashem properly, there is an amount of sacrifice that a person must give up in order to do what's right in his life. Also, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's good to say Parashat Haman. Parashat Haman, the purpose of saying that parasha is because to realize every day that the Parnasah comes from Hashem. Just like by the man, everybody got their portion, no one got more, no one got less. And extra hishtadlut, extra work didn't make a difference. A person knows he makes his work, his hishtadlut, and Hashem is the one who gives him. Now, according to the Arizal, one should not say that before the tefillah. So the ones who say it after the tefillah. Also, there's the anyan to say korbanot. The reason to say korbanot is because Hazal tell us that zot torat ha-hatat, which means that one who says the korbanot, when he can't bring korbanot, it's as if he brought the korbanot. And that's why they say ezeh u'mekoman in the morning. Also, Shulchan Aruch writes that it's good to say the aseret ha-dibirot. It's good to say the Ten Commandments in the morning. Now, in truth, the Rama says one should not say it publicly, only privately. And some say even privately we don't say it. Lama say we don't say it. What's the reason we don't say it? It's because of the kofrim. Kofrim, there are people looking to figure out how to get out of their obligations. So when they see that the aseret ha-dibirot are being focused on, they say, you know something? The Torah is only the aseret ha-dibirot. Yeah, these are the Torah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo tirtzach, I don't murder, I don't steal, I don't kidnap. And that's it. People will have such a yetzer hara to say this is the Torah and nothing else. Therefore, if you focus on the Aseret HaDibirot, you're putting that danger in front of the Kofrim, and therefore, it's better not to say the Aseret HaDibirot. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes that also one should not make plaques in the Bet Knesset of the Aseret HaDibirot. Again, you're giving extra focus on the Aseret HaDibirot. People may look at that and say, oh, that's more, that's really the Torah. The other stuff is extra. So the truth is, the question, halakha lemaaseh, how we see in many shuls where they have the Aseret HaDibirot. You see sometimes by the entrance of the shul, you see sometimes outside the shul, you see sometimes on top of the hechal, they have the Aseret HaDibirot. The chaora, that should not be good because you're putting focus on the Ten Commandments, the same reason why you shouldn't say it every morning. So in truth, there are some who say it's really not proper. But the fact that people do it, there must be a reason. So some want to say that since you're not writing out the entire Aseret HaDibirot, all you're doing is writing down the first few words, it's like counting the mitzvot. You're not actually focusing on the Aseret HaDibirot. And that's why you can get away with it. So those, obviously, there's an existing custom that people do that, and one would be able to do that. But to write out the entire thing, that would be a problem. I saw in Mishneh Halachot, he says an interesting thing also about the Aseret HaDibirot. He says, if you notice that you have, in shuls here, we have it here, that you have the Aseret HaDibirot, they're rounded on top. He says the tablets were not rounded. The tablets on top were squared. So how come all the tablets that they draw are rounded on top? Right? People think this is the way the tablets were, but they weren't that way. He says the reason is because one is not supposed to make a replica of things that were in the Mikdash. Just like by the menorah, one is not allowed to make a menorah that's identical to the one of the Beit HaMikdash. So too, to make the tablets the same way, one would not be allowed. So that's why they round them off, that they could be different than the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu got. Have a wonderful day.